on today's Tech Help for Churches. Live to tape or edited podcasts? Hi everyone, and welcome again to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host as always, and I'd just love for you to join the conversation. So if you have any questions, comments, snide remarks, whatever, about podcasting or new media in general, social media, or using the web in your church or ministry, head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. You can leave your question or comment there, or you can drop me a line, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com. Prefer to use the phone? I got you covered. 1-877-763-3246. That's 1-877-POD-ECHO to echo back to this podcast. Okay, I know it's tenuous, but it's the best name I could come up with. Or you could just head over to Twitter. You might know that I quite literally wrote the book on Twitter for churches, so I have a pretty prolific Twitter account. So head over to twitter.com/PaulAllenCliff, that's PaulAllenCliff, and you can talk to me there. Now, before we get started, I do want to remind those of you that watch this show on a regular basis that there are members of the audience who have banded together to help support the show by going over to patreon.com/PaulAllenCliff, patreon.com/PaulAllenCliff. And let me just give you one example of what their support has helped me do. I was able last night to upgrade my internet to the next package up, so hopefully we won't get as many dropouts or network problems as we've had in the past. And that was just one thing that I was able to do because of viewers like you. So for as little as $1 a month, you can help make little improvements like that happen, help take the burden of the costs of producing this show off my shoulders, and so that we can share it amongst each other, because I really do think that we're a team, you and I. So head over there and help out. I think for just a little bit of money, you can really help out. And I've got some prizes and choices for you to make. Depending on how much you agree to help out with, there are all kinds of things that I'll give you as part of your support. So I've got a friend. We've met on a couple occasions. He's one of my internet friends named Dave Jackson. Now, Dave is the owner of the School of Podcasting. In fact, he's kind of a mentor to me. He's been podcasting since probably about a year before I started, and I'm pretty early. I don't know if I'm an engineer or, an early adopter, a pioneer, what have you. But before that, Dave was part of the podcasting movement, and he goes back and forth between whether he records his shows live, putting in all the effects, doing everything live as he's taping, or if he's editing. And so I thought that I would go ahead and give you the pros and cons of both ways of doing things, and then you can decide yourself. Just so you know, what I tend to do is I tend to record straight to my hard drive, and then at the end of the show, I'll clip off the beginning, having stopped the recording right at the end. So that's what I do, and there are very good reasons behind that. But let's first go over what makes it possible for you to do that. You have a bare minimum of set of abilities that you need to have in order to do a live-to-tape type of podcast. So the first thing that you need to do is you need to have the ability to kind of multitask in your head while you're doing this. So let me go over the things that I'm doing right now. I'm controlling my software, which is Wirecast. I'm also keeping an eye on the chat room. Hi, hits me again. That's the other person that's in the chat room right now. I am also planning what I'm saying next, and occasionally I'll do some typing. I'll also control just what happens in general. So if you can only concentrate on one thing at a time and do it well, perhaps doing this live to tape isn't your thing until you get other people to help you out with it. So I'm looking for someone to always be in the chat room and always monitor things and interact. And I'm looking, ideally, I'd love to have someone else who was running this software and I could just talk and do it that way. I think that's ideal, but I just don't have that flexibility yet. Additionally, you need the hardware and software to make this happen. So if you don't have the ability to play things and record them at the same time, then this isn't for you. If you don't have the ability to transition from one element to another, then this isn't for you. So there are some limitations. Now, I've made it particularly hard on myself because I'm live streaming, so I can't just mess up right here and start all over without people knowing that I've messed up and I need to start over. I've also made it difficult on myself because I'm video streaming. So you can see me doing it, and it's harder to cut out things in a video when you just have one camera going like I have right now. So what am I going to do? What am I going to do to make this the best I can do? Well, the first thing that I do is I plan ahead. I'm not just speaking off the cuff. Now, I don't have everything written down in detail. I don't have one sentence after another that I'm reading off a teleprompter or anything like that, but I do have bullet points, and I know where I'm going from point A to point B because of these bullet points. So you do have to plan a little more, but if you're recording it live, when you're done, you're mostly done. Now, you might bring it up in something and trim off the beginning and end. I usually use QuickTime to do that. But that is pretty much it. Contrast that to recording it. If you're recording it, you can record each segment. You can record each segment multiple times and take the best one. And then you bring that into your editing software, and you cut out the pieces that you don't want, put in the transition pieces, maybe the open, maybe the lower thirds, things like that, depending on if you're doing audio or video. And then you can go from there. So you have more control when you edit your podcast, but while you have more control, it takes a lot longer. So I'll be mostly done when I hit stop. When I'm done with this podcast, I'm mostly done. I trim off the beginning, as I said, but that's another 5 minutes. So if I talk for 15 minutes, half an hour, whatever, I'm done in an additional 5 minutes. Now, if I were to only record each individual segment and edit it and then export it, then I would be done in another probably hour. Because let's say it's 15 minutes. I'm watching it through. That's another 15 minutes. I'm putting the things in wherever I want it. Probably another 15 minutes. Exporting's going to take a few minutes. So it's going to take longer to edit than it would to do it live. So I think that is, that's one of the downsides of doing an edited version, is it takes much longer. And quite frankly, I've been called prolific before for my podcasting. I couldn't really podcast 4 shows a week, a total of 5 including the live stream, do 5 shows a week if I had to edit each and every one of them, as opposed to just being done when I'm done. Because, well, when I used to do the Eternity Changers show against the white background, that required a lot more work. And it probably took me 2 or 3 hours to edit that show, even though it was 10 to 15 minutes, because of all the transcoding and editing and uploading and all that stuff. It just took a lot of time. Whereas now, I can spit out the interviews that I'm doing, usually just trimming off the beginning and the end, in a much shorter amount of time. So, these are the pluses and minuses. But I just want you to think which will work better for you, because there are some traps. And here are the traps that I've seen. I first came across this procedure when I worked in local television. For the morning show, the 9 to 10 a.m. news slots were pre-recorded. Now, they were recorded at like 8:30, something like that. So it wasn't super late, but they were pre-recorded. And one thing I noticed was that the anchor tended to be much more picky with the pre-recorded version than she did with the live one that she couldn't do anything about. And that makes perfect sense, because if you have control, you can be pickier. But if it was good enough to go live onto the airwaves, I think it's good enough to be pre-recorded and then go out as if it's live. So she would stumble over one word, just a minor stumble that if it was live, she wouldn't even consider redoing anything or even covering it up. She'd just keep going. If it was live, that's how she would do it. But when we were recording it live to tape, she'd make us start all over again. And sometimes we'd start over 4 or 5 or 6 times for minor little stumbles. And if you open the door to restarting, you'll restart over and over again because it won't be good enough. So doing it live to tape, you have to have the mindset that this is live. I can't fix it, and I just need to do the best that I can do. And you'll get better with time. You'll quit saying, you know, as you practice, as you listen to your work, as you just keep going over and over and over again, you'll get better, and you won't make those mistakes. But if you're too much of a perfectionist, see right there, I was starting to say too perfectionistic, but just having done this for a while, I was able to change what I was planning on saying. So that's another example of how you can tweak what you're saying, get to the point where you can fix mistakes before they come out of your mouth. And that's what I want you to think about doing, is don't think this is pre-recorded so I can fix it. Think this is live, so I can only fix it if it's a horrible train wreck of a mistake. So you don't want to kind of do a middle ground where you try and do live to tape, but at the end you have 25 takes and none of them are very good, and you try and piece them all together into one kind of okay show. That's no good either. It would be better to just keep plowing through all the mistakes and do it over and over again than to start and stop and start and stop because you can. It's the because you can that's the trap. So when you're editing something, you can also fall into that trap of, well, that wasn't good enough. I need to re-record it. And I know that you want to do the best that you can. And don't hear me saying, don't do the best you can. But I want you to not be so hard on yourself. Don't demand perfection. Demand really good. Demand that you get better each time. Because if you're spending 6 hours recording a 15-minute show, something's not right. If you're spending 2 hours recording a show, that's not right either. So let's go back over some of the things that you need. You need the ability to do this right. You need the time, whether it's extra editing time or just the prep time up front to make sure that it happens. You need the hardware and software to do this. And you need the ability to put out something that's high quality. And don't get suckered into the traps. Don't get into the trap of, oh, I can make it better. Perhaps you can. But perhaps by thinking, oh, I can make it better, you're actually making it worse. Because you're trying to fix something that's a minor mistake, as opposed to just trying to grow in your ability. So, before I go, I want to talk to the chat room. I think this is probably Lucy, who I met on Twitter, and she's talking about the software. Yeah, Wirecast is great software if you're going live to tape. It's also one thing that I really like about it is the ability to stream to multiple streaming providers. I'm not using that right now because I still have a couple of levels to go up in my internet, my live internet streaming bandwidth package. So I need to go up a couple because I've only got 1 megabit up. I really need probably 2 megabits up to send to multiple hosts. It's basically a built-in switcher and it's good to do that. So she's saying that she used to do 25 live hours a week and now she does 25 hours to do 3 shows. And it's absolutely possible that if you've got 3 shows that are shorter than that amount of time, then you can find that you do all kinds of work on the end. And maybe it's better. But is it 80% better or is it 20% better? Remember the 80-20 rule? For some reason, that's the way everything seems to break down, more or less, to 80 and 20%. So if you're spending 80% of your time to make something 20% better, that's probably not good. Now, if you're spending 20% of your time to make it 80% better, that's fine. So you see how it can be a balancing act between what you do and trying to be the best that you can be. Perfectionism is a trap that you really need to overcome, but don't sacrifice doing your best so that you're not a perfectionist. And I know that that can sound perhaps counterintuitive, but what I mean by that is you should have a certain level of quality in mind and try and get to that level. But remember, you're human, and that level is not going to hit perfection. You're not going to get it absolutely perfect to the point where no one could do it better than you 100% of the time. I've said it before. I've done live production in my church for about 11 or 12 years. I have, in that time, had two perfect services. Two. Not on the same weekend, mind you. Spread out amongst several weekends. I had two. So, the fact that I had two perfect services shows me that while it's possible, it's not something I should aim for. What I should aim for is the best I can do in any given circumstance and try and minimize mistakes that other people know about. Because sometimes my less than perfect service, no one knew it was less than perfect, but I knew because I had an intention to do something that they didn't notice was done, etc., etc. So, okay, so I just want you to use these tips. If your church isn't podcasting, you should be. The message is too important. So you should be podcasting, and not just the sermon. Think about other things that you can help people with. Think about how you can help parents to parent better. Think about how you can help seniors in their retirement age and still have a full life. Think about how you can help teens get through the troubles of being a teenager, etc., etc. Think about how you can help people and use podcasting as a way to do that. Because when you do that, that's part of how you go out and change eternity. Until next time, I'm Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.